This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Pets Aloud, brought to you by the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
Welcome to this week's edition of Pets Aloud, Joy's very own show about pets. I'm Sam, and today in the studio I have a couple of special guests with me for Pets Aloud, one of which is Chris, one half of the CNC Drive team. Chris, Joy, welcome back to Pets Aloud, and a big congratulations on CNC Drive's 5th anniversary.
Oh, thanks, Sam, and thanks for having me on Pets Aloud. Oh,
thanks for agreeing. And another person we have in the studio with us today is the wonderful Hamish. Hamish, how are you going?
Hey, Sam, I'm well. How are you?
I'm not too bad. Thanks to both of you for joining me in the studio today.
Love the opportunity.
Now, yep.
Go on. No, I was going to say, now, there's no denying puppies and kittens are hard to resist. However, as we coo and ah over our baby animals, many adult cats and dogs, especially those entering their senior years, are overlooked. Sadly, this means that senior pets up for adoption can take a while longer to find a new home compared to their younger shelter companions.
But what we find is that for pets entering their senior years, around 7 for dogs and 12 years for cats, life is only just beginning. Whether it's having a Sunday sleep-in or a frolic in the park, make no mistake, senior animals have years of love, life and devotion to give their lucky owners.
Now, we love our senior pets, and on Pets Aloud today, we're going to be talking about why senior cats and dogs make great pets.
Now, do any of you have a senior pet? Well, we want to hear from you and find out what it is about them that makes them special to you.
Coming up on the show today, we'll talk to Gina from Golden Oldies Rescue, and she'll tell us why she simply adores her senior pets.
We'll have a chat to Dr. L. Latch from the Frank Samways Veterinary Clinic about what you need to think about when your pet enters their senior years.
And we give you the top 5 reasons to consider adopting a senior pet.
All that and more on today's show.
The Pets Aloud News Wrap. A look at the news of the week from the Lost Dogs Home.
This is the time of the show where we recap some of the news that's been happening in and about the Lost Dogs Home this week. Chris, you have our first story this week about Wee Jock and Jenny.
I do. Now, last month, Pets Aloud introduced you to Wee Jock and Jenny, and they are a bonded pair who were looking for a new home after their owner sadly passed away. Now, needing to find that special someone willing to adopt not one but 2 special dogs, these golden oldies caught the eye of Matthew and Paul, who knew straight away that they were the canine companions they were looking for. On a sunny Saturday afternoon in June, Matthew and Paul came into the home's North Melbourne shelter to meet Wee Jock and Jenny in the fur after seeing the pair on the home's Facebook page. Now, when they arrived, they found out they weren't the only ones interested.
No, they were a little bit popular, Wee Jock and Jenny, when they got put on the page, and that was only after a day.
Okay, now they were a beautiful bonded pair, but because they were so cute together, Matthew thought that Jock and Jenny may have been adopted earlier in the day. When they went in and they were told the 2 other people had also registered their interest in the pair, however, they were allowed to get to know them better and they took them for a little walk. Now, as Matthew says, fortunately, the stars aligned for us on that sunny Saturday afternoon and we were able to take Wee Jock and Jenny home with us. Now settled into their new home, these best friends are making the most of Matthew and Paul's attention, as Paul explains. Matt is working from home at the moment, so they provide him with great company, but often they will distract him and look for cuddles. They just love cuddles. We love taking them for walks. Jenny is such a great walker. She knows her way around the neighbourhood already. Jock, on the other hand, loves to stop, sniff, check things out and mark his territory. A very different walking experience. Now, sometimes things happen in the universe that are just meant to be, and we wouldn't have it any other way. We love having this pair of lovely dogs as part of our family, said Paul.
It is a great story for a great couple of seniors. So, no, Wee Jock and Jenny were a fantastic outcome, and the fact that they got rehomed together is just brilliant.
Absolutely.
Now, our second news item for this week is about Tiger the Terrific Tabby Cat. So, from her graceful poise through to her affectionate nature, 8-year-old Tabby Tiger is every inch the lady. However, like so many adult cats in our care with the Lost Dogs Home, when she first came through our doors, she did need an extra little bit of TLC before she could start her search for her new home. So suffering from a severe collar wound when she arrived, it was clear It was clear that Tiger would need to undergo surgery to treat her injury, as shelter vet Heidi explained to us earlier this week. Now, collar wounds are common in cats. They occur when the collar is loose enough for one of the cat's front legs to pass through it, causing the collar to end up in the cat's armpit. Over time, the constant rubbing of the collar on the underarm area when the cat walks causes the wound to form. Now, in Tiger's case, the collar had made its way through her skin, resulting in a very deep and painful wound that required surgery at our hospital. Undergoing surgery for a collar wound is an intensive process, and for Tiger, her surgery actually involved removing dead tissue around the wound before it was closed to ensure it would heal properly. Tiger's wound has now healed beautifully and she can easily walk on all four legs, and Heidi said that she was extremely pleased with the progress that Tiger had made. Now, Tiger is now available for adoption and is waiting patiently for a loving family to call her own. She is a very affectionate and popular resident with the home, but sadly the fact is that Tiger has been waiting for a new home now for 102 days, which is a very, very long time. Oh. So if you think that Tiger is the perfect match for you, you can come down this weekend and meet her in the fur at our North Melbourne shelter at 2 Gracie Street, North Melbourne. And Tiger is actually just one of a number of cats looking for a new home to visit, a new home this winter. You can view the other cats awaiting adoption at our website, dogshome.com, for more information. And we are going to draw up the curtain on our pet of the week for this week, which will be another cat.
This week's pet of the week.
Now, Hamish, do you want to tell us a little bit about Desert Pea?
Sure, Sammy. Yeah, so Desert Pea, his animal ID is 989977. And like all the cats from the dog's home, he's health check, vaccinated, wormed and microchipped. He's a 10-year-old sweet and shy boy who is seeking a quiet new home with someone special to love and cherish him. He often enjoys being patted and would benefit from having a kind, patient owner who can help him build his confidence. So once Desert Pea is comfortable with you and his surroundings, his affectionate nature shines. He has a playful side and often derives much pleasure from playing with his interactive cat toys, such as the bird toy.
The bird.
I'm not sure what that is. What is that?
So the bird is one of those toys. It is on sale at our Frank Samways Veterinary Clinic, and it's basically a stick with a bit of elastic at the end, and then at the end of the elastic is some feathers. And what happens is if you wave the stick about, I'm doing the motion in studio thinking that people are actually going to see me, is the feathers will twirl in such a way that it attracts the cat's attention. It makes them very playful. So it's actually really, I have something similar to the bird at home for my cats, and they love it because they can pounce on it and they sit and they watch it, and it kind of just brings out that.
So hours and hours of entertainment for
absolutely
them.
And then it tires them out and they go to sleep for ages, and it's excellent.
Perfect. Yep, so if you missed the ID number for Desert Pea, you can go to the Lost Dogs website at dogshome.com. And you can also contact our North Melbourne shelter on 93292755 or visit in person at 2 Gracie Street, North Melbourne.
Desert Pea is a great cat. So, yeah, along with Tiger and a range of other cats that are still available for adoption at the moment.
And if you really have to, you can rename him.
Yes. If you feel that you need to give Desert Pea a little bit of a different name, feel free to go ahead.
Because he's a gorgeous ginger boy.
He is a beautiful, beautiful cat. So please don't let the name deter you. You can find him and a lot of other cats at our North Melbourne shelter, or alternatively, if you're wanting to go for a bit of a drive this weekend, you can also go to our Echuca shelter, which is up in Campaspe. Now, you've decided to adopt a new addition into your family, the perfect little puppy or kitten to make your family complete. However, when you get to the shelter, you find that you're actually drawn to a senior pet. Up next, we are going to talk about why senior dogs and cats make great pets.
A diverse sound for a diverse crowd. Join 94.9.
So you've decided to adopt a dog or cat into your family, but you're not sure if you can handle the energy and enthusiasm of a kitten or a puppy. Have you considered that maybe your perfect match might actually be in the form of a senior pet? We are going to give you 5 reasons now why you should consider adopting a senior pet over a younger puppy or kitten.
Now, I like number 1 because it's what you see is what you get. It says older dogs and cats are open books. From the start, you'll know important things like their full-grown size, their personality and their grooming requirements. I definitely agree with the advantage of knowing a pet's full-grown size beforehand.
Yeah, it's not one of those surprises when you get a puppy and it's maybe a crossbreed or something. You're like, yeah, it's going to be the smaller version of the crossbreed, and then it turns out to be a very large dog.
Yeah, look, I mean, there are, you know, some of the more popular new breeds around. I know people talk about cavoodles and labradoodles and that sort of stuff, and they go, "Oh yeah, because the mix of the poodle will mean that they're wool and they won't molt." Which for some people is an advantage, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And so they go out and buy one of these dogs. But in fact, the way they're bred, you could get either. You could get a Labrador's genetics or you could get a poodle's genetics. So that's actually don't know. So that's another reason why adult dogs, just one of many, are a good reason.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the other thing with that as well is that if you're looking for a particular breed of dog, you know, like seeing the full adult size and it's a senior pet, you know, it is very much what you see is what you get. So
yeah, absolutely. So and you know, just another reason why going to the dog's home and having a look at these animals is a good idea.
Absolutely, absolutely. Because adult pets, don't get me started. I'll be here all day, and we don't have time for that. The second one is that they're easier to train. So this one is probably more for dog lovers than cat lovers. That's not to say that cats can't be trained, but obviously dogs are what we're used to talking about when we are talking about training. So don't think that you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Older dogs are actually really good at focusing on you and on the task at hand. And because they're a little bit calmer and less overly stimulated than their puppy counterparts, it does mean that they can focus on the training that you're wanting to do with them.
Yes. Training dogs is very Kath and Kim, you know, look at me, look at me, look at me. the truth of it is that's a lot harder to do with a puppy.
That's it. Particularly if you talk to the puppy like that when you're trying to look at me. So the next one.
All right. They do settle in quickly. Older dogs and cats have been around the block and have already learnt about what it takes to get along with others and become part of the family unit. They'll be part of the family in no time. So they know their comfort levels. They know how to get comfortable in their environment.
Absolutely. And they're
I guess
more
also
trusting.
They could be like house trained already, so you may not have to go through that process of house training them and teaching them other domestic
Absolutely.
Duties.
That's something that actually Gina referenced from Golden Oldies Rescue, who we're playing a grab from later in the show. She actually said that exact same thing. The fact that when you adopt an older pet, whether it be a dog or a cat, usually they'll have some of that basic training about them or that awareness about them. So it does make it a lot easier than having to kind of just go through this repetitive motion with a puppy of, you know, this is what it is to go to the bathroom outside. This is what it,
I know that even with our dog, Rosie, we got her at one. And so she was basically toilet trained. And I think it didn't take us more than a day or so to teach her what was inside and what was outside in her new environment. So we had one accident.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty amazing.
That
really
is amazing. I think it's also because they just have that awareness of self as well.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, it's not, oh my goodness, everything around me is so amazing. It's kind of like, okay, this is what I need to do. Absolutely. Now, number four is that they are not a 24/7 job. Grown-up dogs and cats don't require constant monitoring that puppies and kittens do, which is what we mentioned just before, leaving you with the freedom to do your own thing. So, yeah, I think they're a bit better. I know cats in particular. I have two adult cats. They're not seniors yet, but they are very good at kind of entertaining themselves and kind
They become much more... they become more able to entertain themselves or more able to just go to sleep and wait till you're home.
Yeah absolutely. Absolutely. So they're great. And then the last one, save a life.
Be a hero. That's right. It's at shelters like the Lost Dogs Home, older dogs and cats are often the last to be adopted. And, you know, knowing you have given an abandoned, lost cat or dog a second chance in a new home is an unparalleled feeling.
Absolutely.
You'll feel the rewards every day that you spend together.
It's like a big warm hug.
Well, literally in a lot of cases.
Hamish, you have a story about this from Amazing Greys about a senior dog that's just been adopted.
Yeah, it was a while ago now, but there was a lovely old dog called Howard who I think was 10 or 12, which for a greyhound to be rehomed is incredibly old. Like it's normally rehomed when they're 3 or 4 when they come off the track. And he got quite a reputation around the organisation as being a bit of a gentleman, and because he had like the old, you know, he was black with the grey face,
nose,
so he looked very distinguished and everything. And he was a bit of a ladies' man as well, so he used to, you know, saunter around all the other hounds. So yeah, he was quite, and they found him a great home, and he managed to slip in there very easily and become part of the family. So definitely.
We had another dog at the Lost Dogs Home, a staffie called Max, who was 9, and he had the same look kind of going about him, that distinguished older dog look. And because he was an older staffy. He didn't have that same sort of excitement and that same sort of over-the-topness that puppy staffies can tend to have. So he was still excited and loving and wanting to be part of the family, but he kind of knew when to pare it back.
Right.
Yeah. Which was really good to kind of to see. And he went out to rescue. Yeah, I think he has gone on to his new home, which is fantastic.
That's great.
So, not convinced adopting a senior pet is for you? Well, up next, we are going to talk to Gail from Golden Oldies Animal Rescue to get her opinion on why senior pets are great.
Pets Allowed on Joy 94.9.
Today, we are talking all about senior pets.
Now, sadly, many people do tend to think that senior animals in shelters or with rescue groups are there because something's wrong with them. Now, senior pets, as with all cats and dogs, come into shelters or rescue groups can come for any number of reasons, including owners realizing the responsibility of caring for a pet is too high. It may be due to the passing away of their owners, or even it's just, you know, moving overseas.
Absolutely. Luckily, there are a number of people out there who see the value in senior pets and the joy that they can bring to your life.
Now, earlier this week, Sam spoke to Gail, who's the founder of Golden Oldies Animal Rescue. I love that name. It sounds
so good.
To find out why she thinks senior cats and dogs make such wonderful pets.
Golden Oldies came about where we go into the pounds, the shelters, and do also private surrenders. We do all their vet work, and then we find them there forever home. We basically focus on the older dogs, as we found that they seem to be abandoned more and left in places where they shouldn't be.
Can you tell me what is your favourite thing about older pets and what draws you to them?
Their eyes and their beautiful faces and their beautiful little stumbling walks, and they have so much to give us back. Everyone's got their own personalities, and some with such idiosyncrasies. Like there's one that walks around, she's with the teddy bear just stuck in her mouth all day. She's an older girl, and the older staffy, as soon as he sees a ball, he'll do handstands to get out of the ball. And, you know, there's the thing when they always come into care, they sleep for about 48 hours before they do anything, and then all of a sudden we see these little live wires, and they love to run. They love to run even though their little back legs have got arthritis or something. They love the sense of freedom.
So what makes senior animals such great pets?
There's no puppy training, and that's one thing I always hate. There's no chewing of anything. Well, none of any do, but not very many. They like nice, slow walks like most of us do. They just have so much love to give you as a person. And they deserve that love now. They deserve it. They deserve it. They've earned that love.
Very much what you see is what you get with them.
It is, literally. You know, as I say, they're all so different, but you can always guarantee in the night time when you sit down, they're willing to sit down with you and just rest their little heads on your lap or cuddle in, or, you know, they just want to be with you.
That was Gina, founder of Golden Oldies Animal Rescue, talking about why she thinks senior pets make such great companions. And it was really good talking to Gina earlier this week about why she loves senior pets and what draws her to them. So it was just really wonderful listening to someone that just loves older animals that much.
Do you know how long Golden Oldies has been running?
I know it's been going for a few years.
And Gina originally founded it?
Yeah, she is the founder of it. And they do have a website, which is Golden Oldies animalrescue.com.au, and they also have a Facebook page, which is Golden Oldies Australia. So, you know, she is very active on those things as well. So it's definitely something to go and check out. She's actually based in New South Wales as opposed to Victoria.
Right.
But she is always looking for volunteer foster carers. So if there is anyone out there that perhaps is in the New South Wales region as opposed to in Victoria and is wanting to be a foster carer, I know all of Gina's contact details are up on their website.
Fantastic. And Gina obviously just had that extra special passion for older animals.
Absolutely.
And wanted to do create this agency for
absolutely.
Them.
Absolutely. And she's, yeah, you can just tell by talking to her, the passion in her voice when you got her talking. You know, we just had a bit of a grab there of a bigger conversation as to why she just loves these older animals so much and why she thinks they should have a second chance. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it was really good.
Second chances are all about it.
Yeah, and I think that is the thing. Like, and it's not only second chances, it could be third or fourth chances for a lot of these animals as well. And I just think the fact that they're probably more sedate and more calm in their nature, I think appeals to me in particular, because I don't want to have to look after a puppy and, you know, pick up after it and, you know, do all these things and training and everything. So I think that really appeals to me.
Absolutely. And one other thing I forgot to mention with that before is a credit to Ben Sound as well for the track that was played underneath the interview. So your pet is approaching their senior years and you want to make sure they remain fit, healthy and active. Coming up, we're talking to vet Dr. L. Latch to find out how you can keep your senior dog or cat healthy.
Pets Allowed on Joy 94.9.
Now, we all slow down as we get older, so it is important that we're perhaps sensitive to what our pet is experiencing as it gets older with age.
So just like humans, our four-legged friends need a little extra TLC as they start to get older. Taking care of an older pet may require a little extra patience, but that's what makes the experience so rewarding.
Joining us to talk about what you can do to make sure your pet remains happy, healthy and active during their twilight years is Dr. L. Latch, veterinarian with the Frank Semways Veterinary Clinic. L, welcome back to Pets Allowed.
Hi, thank you. Thanks for having me, guys.
Now, as our pets get older, what are the types of things we need to look for in terms of their health?
Well, as you can imagine, as they age, they do tend to have more health issues arise. So as an owner, I guess you just have to be very aware of what is normal for them and if anything changes. You know, so making sure you do notice if there's any new lumps and bumps. Are they eating the same? Are they doing less exercise recently? You know, things like that.
Mm. Elle, when you say you need to be aware, because this is interesting, isn't it? We have to be really aware that pets can't tell us when they're in pain or when they're in discomfort. We actually really do need to be very aware of how they normally react and whether things they do change.
Exactly. And that's why it's good to kind of have that special with them where they're comfortable with you, first of all, handling them every day, because it's quite surprising how many people don't actually touch their animal all over regularly and how many things can get missed that way. Also things like if you have a trusting relationship with them, you know, you can be checking their teeth. Do their teeth look different? You know, and the more often you check, the more you get comfortable with what is normal. And so then as soon as something changes, you can come to us, you know, very quickly. And obviously, the sooner you notice things, the more likelihood is that we can get on top of them and fix them. And it would be much easier for the animal than letting something go, you know, missed for 6 months because you just didn't really know it was abnormal.
Yeah, okay. Now, what about exercise? I mean, as we all get older, we all still need exercise, but the regime should change, shouldn't it?
Definitely, yes, because in aging animals, arthritis is very, very common. So you definitely want to be doing things to help with that rather than make it worse. So exercise is still important. They need to get out there, get some fresh air, get their muscles working. But you want to be doing low-impact exercise, so nice, frequent, you know, walks. Swimming is fantastic if your dog does like a good swim. But just trying to avoid high impact things. So that's like running, chasing balls, chasing other dogs, as much as you can. Obviously, you know, a little here and there is fine because you still want them to enjoy their life. But just trying to reduce it wherever possible will really help.
Now, we talked about changing their exercise regime and being a little bit more attentive to our pets as they get older. Now, as our pets enter their senior years, should we perhaps be reconsidering their diet as well? You know, should it remain the same, or is there something that we perhaps should increase or decrease as they get older?
Yeah, sure. Generally, with most brands of foods, they do offer a senior product that differs slightly in terms of fat levels and things like that. And I would always say, you know, if you're happy enough to change, by all means, go ahead, head and change to a senior food. But then also just basic things like, again, monitor for any changing in their feces, because often aging animals will start to process foods a little bit differently. So, you know, if they are developing loose stools, they might need to go on a probiotic, something as simple as that. Some animals, as they age and maybe their teeth aren't that great, might need to stop having hard foods like bones and, you know, really hard treats. So again, just being aware of what your dog's doing or cat and how they're coping. And, you know, if you can just make slight changes to make it better for them and easier for them.
Now, Elle, you actually mentioned there that as our aging pets, their teeth might not be able to chew bones and that sort of thing. But we know that, you know, that's generally considered to be a good thing that they can chew bones. So how do we look after their dental care?
Definitely. Well, like I mentioned earlier, the best thing is if you actually feel comfortable enough to check yourself, that would be great. I'm a real believer, and if you can look at it and say, oh, that doesn't look the same as it did a couple of weeks ago, that's fantastic. You know, prompt you to come in and see us. But definitely, bones are generally good. I mean, they can have their complications. So each animal you have to treat differently and assess the situation. You know, are they good with the bones? Are they really chewing them? They're not bearing them and eating them 2 weeks later, and can they handle it so they're not getting constipated afterwards and things like that. So by all means, some old dogs can have, you know, bones right up until the end and they're absolutely fine, and most dogs will themselves kind of tell you if they can't anymore by just hesitating to eat them, and that's another good sign of dental problems. Usually the first two things owners notice with dental problems, if they're not looking themselves, is a bad breath or animals avoiding eating hard foods.
Right. I guess the other thing, is there anything really obvious that we'd be looking for? If we're comfortable enough that we can, you know, lift the lips on our dogs and cats and actually take a look at the teeth, what should we be looking for?
So it's very similar to human dental disease in the sense that tartar is very bad. So any kind of that dirty material developing on the teeth isn't ideal. And also gingivitis is the other big sign. So when the gums don't look their normal nice pink color, but they're getting like a really dark inflamed pink color, that's another sign that there might be a problem going on.
Righto.
Now, how important is it for pet owners to have a good relationship with their vet as their pet starts to enter in their senior years? Does it become more important?
Definitely, because you can imagine people with older pets end up being like frequent flyers with us. You know, they're in weekly sometimes. And often it's not bad things. It's just, you know, the maintenance kind of things that animals do need, like injections for arthritis and whatnot. So it is great if you have a local vet that you know and you trust and you're happy to come in, so that any you know, concerns you're happy to just call up and bring up and not let anything go unmissed. And also, if the vet sees your animal regularly, they're even more so in tune with what is normal for that dog or cat. And, you know, again, are quick to kind of notice, oh, yeah, that is different. They do seem off, and investigate things further before they get too serious.
So vets at the Frank Samways Veterinary Clinic, like Elle, can perform routine health checks for your dog or cat. If you'd like to find out more about their services or on offer, you can visit their page at dogshome.com/vetclinic, vet-clinic, or contact them on 9329-2755.
Elle, thank you so much for joining us today on Pets Allowed. It's definitely been a good insight into how keeping our elderly pets happy and healthy.
Not a problem. Thank you so much, guys.
Thanks.
Thanks, bye. Elle.
Now, summer is approaching, and with the warmer weather comes lots of travelling with the family, including your favourite pooch, perhaps. Now, but what do you need to do to make sure a senior pet is travelling in comfort? Up next, we are going to give you some tips on how to travel with a senior pet. Coming up after this, this is Pets Allowed on Joy 94.9.
One voice is an Australian... Next. Joy 94.9 is live on the red carpet in Sydney, Monday, July 27, for the 2015 Heltman Awards, celebrating and honouring our best musical theatre performers in Australia. You can catch all the photos on Joy social media on Monday, and be sure to listen to the full red carpet show on the Cabaret Room Sunday night from 9 p.m. only on Joy 94.9.
Now, if long car trips make you stiff and sore, you can imagine what the long trip is doing to your beloved senior pooch. The good thing is, though, is that healthy senior pets can continue to travel with you and explore new destinations by your side.
Now, regardless of your dog's age, you will have to do some forward planning before an extended car trip with your pooch to make sure they remain comfortable and safe. Preparations you can consider before travelling in a car with your senior dog can include...
Listening to your dog. So for most of us, when taking an extended car trip, we like to take some time to factor in places to stop and have some rest and relaxation, and maybe even scheduling in a feed, for a walk for your dog. However, just like us, our pets can get restless on a big drive, and in some cases, you may need to be open to stopping outside your schedule if your dog needs some time out from the car. On the other hand, you may have to schedule a stop for later if your dog's fast asleep at the time. And I think that flexibility is kind of the key, isn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely, yeah. You know, you need to kind of be mindful, just like us. You know, if our dog needs to go to the bathroom, you know, you're going to have to kind of stop and allow for that to happen. So, to go with that.
And, you know, a good stop every hour and a half on any long drive for everybody is a good idea anyway. So.
What did they say? Was it stop, revive, survive, I think is the saying.
Absolutely.
So, no, it's a good one.
I was going to say that the other thing that you need to consider is just get a bigger, more comfortable car.
Yeah.
But that's probably not an option for everybody.
Oh, no, we actually bought a new car specifically for our dog. So really? I don't think it's unusual at all.
It is a greyhound, though, isn't it? So it is a bit like Rosie is. It's one of those dogs that kind of needs to stretch out a little bit.
Yeah. Exactly. And we also were fostering at the time, so we needed room for two greyhounds. So that's another story.
Yeah, that would definitely mean warrant the need for a bigger car. Yeah. And I guess, you know, restraining them in the back or restraining your dog, which is law, you have to do it, you know, just trying to make sure that they're comfortable on that too.
Well, absolutely.
Actually, on that point, our current car we purchased prior to Rosie joining the family with our previous dog, who at the time we thought was a big dog, but now that we have Rosie the St. Bernard, she was a tiny dog. But we had an old English sheepdog called Max. And so when we got the car, it is a reasonable size car. But the big thing, I tell you, the most important thing and the best purchase we've ever made is we have fitted car seat covers that are made out of wetsuit material.
Brilliant.
Best thing ever, because they fit the seats perfectly, all the seat belts work, but you can take them off and throw them in the washing machine.
Oh, that's such
a
good idea.
And all the dog hair, all the slobber, everything else goes away. So.
And it protects your car seats if you have to resell your car.
It does, because you don't want dog claws in your leather.
So. No, you don't. Now, the second one on our list is to try and keep things familiar where possible. So old dogs do take a little while to get overstressed compared to their puppy companions, who can be perhaps a little bit more resilient. Therefore, when you're going on a big drive, it may actually be a good idea to bring familiar items of your dogs along with you, whether that be blankets, food, bowls, treats, toys, that type of thing, just so that they can keep reduce stress and keep mentally active. So
yeah. Bring them their familiar toys.
Yeah, you know, don't just take them somewhere new when they're kind of, you know, taking a long car ride.
And I was also going to say, with familiarity, if they're not used to driving in the car at all, go for a few half-day trips and get them familiar with the environment and travelling and being familiar and safe in that environment.
Absolutely. Brilliant, brilliant advice. Yeah, very much true.
Now, if you're particularly with the older dogs, you need to be protecting their joints. Longer periods travelling in the car aren't good for anyone, let alone your elderly pets. If you have a cushioned dog bed for your pooch, it's a good idea to take that in the car. And the cushion can be better for older joints compared to a simple mat.
Very true.
Yeah, make everybody comfortable.
Absolutely. A long drive is going to be comfortable for everyone in the family.
Yes.
And so probably one of the most important things, particularly when travelling in the hotter months, is protecting your dog from the heat. So even if your car has air conditioning, your dog can still become uncomfortable if they're lying in the sun or if they don't have a protector on the window. So you can look to install shades on the car windows to block out the sun to keep them more comfortable. And obviously, in no circumstances would you leave your dog in the car.
No, absolutely not.
In summer or any time of the year.
That's right. Absolutely not. It's very not responsible pet ownership.
I actually saw in Norway, I think it was, IKEA is actually setting up these doggy parking lots outside of the store so that you can take your dog to IKEA, put it on a nice grassy bed, and then go inside and shop.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. I like that.
Now, finally, prepare for problems just in case. Mm-hmm. You need to take a list of veterinarians on your route with you. This is where if an emergency does occur while you're away, you're prepared and you need to know where to go and who to see.
So, looking for something to do over the coming weeks but aren't sure what's going on, you know, if you don't want to do a car trip at this time of year just yet because it's a little bit overcast and cold still, don't worry. Up next, we are going to tell you about what's going on in and around Melbourne in Dog Dates. This is Pets Allowed on Joy 94.9.
Your pet's community calendar.
This is Dog Dates.
Now, this is the time of the show where we're talking about some of the events happening in and around Melbourne over the weekend. And, Chris, you've got the first one for us.
Now, if you're looking for something to do this weekend, come along to the Age Run Melbourne this Sunday, July 26th. Now, this one's not actually pet-friendly, but you'll have heaps of fun walking or running to raise funds for a charity such as the Lost Dogs Home. With a variety of courses on offer, there's something to suit all fitness levels, and there's still time to register. For more information, visit runmelbourne.com.au, or to find out how you can raise funds for the Lost Dogs Home, visit dogshome.com.
Now, there's one more week left of National Desexing Month, and desexing your pet is actually really important. It prevents accidental litters and can also reduce the risk of your pet developing certain types of cancer. Now, until the end of July, which is next Friday, the Lost Dogs Home Frank Samways Veterinary Clinic is offering discounted dog and cat desexing. This offer is for holders of a concession, pension or healthcare card. Don't miss out. Bookings are essential and there are still spaces available, so you can book now by calling Frank Samways on 9329 2755. Now, Hamish, do you want to give us a bit of a reminder about Desert Pea, our pet of the week?
Yeah, so we have been talking about elderly pets this session, but our Desert Pea, our pet of the week, is actually a 10-month-year-old sweet little boy who's ginger colour, and his pet or animal ID is 989977. And you can contact the North Melbourne Shelter on 9329 2755 if he sounds like he should become part of your family.
Definitely look to check him out this weekend. And we have now come to the end of our show for the week.
I know. And what's the message of today? If you're looking to adopt, really consider an older pet.
Absolutely. So, you know, come and check out our website, come down, or, you know, if you're not a if you can't get to the Lost Dogs Home, maybe consider a rescue like Golden Oldies Rescue. A big thank you to Chris and Hamish for joining me in the studio today. It's been excellent having you on.
It's been nice to be captained by someone else for a change. Well done, Sam. Thanks, Sam. Thank you.
My pleasure. And don't forget to walk your dogs and pet your cats. This is Pets Allowed on Joy 94.9.
Pets Allowed, brought to you by the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.